Now I'm going to try and press gram 2, which is actually card 4, and hopefully this will play you a track by the Monkey Power Trio, who come from Ypsilanti in Michigan. And what they do, apparently, is they get together in a studio once a year to make a record. And, you know, they do it as well as they possibly can, but without having an enormous amount of skill, it would seem. And this is rather on the principles of that fantastic record that I play you from time to time by Galactic Symposium. Time it was played again, I think. And this, if you want to try and track it down, was from their 1998 EP, and it's on Pocahontas Swamp Machine Recordings. Find that if you can.
Just go already.
Most uplifting message, I think, from the Monkey Power Trio, and that's from their EP from 1998, and You've Got to Have Hope is obviously the title of it. In the letter that accompanies it says, Dear Mr. Peel, please like us. Thank you. Love, the MPT. And their website, should you wish to discover more about them, well, I have a sense that you probably will, is www.monkeypowertrio.com. Go to it, and that tells you band member bios, records and T-shirts, MP3s, etc. So a little marketing strategy for you. And they've made, as I say, they claim, anyway, about 8 records, and I've only got 2 of them, and I want the other 6 pretty darn quickly. And this next is also... And that's the first from the French in session tonight. The English Head is the title of it. 3 more to come. And already the debate has started on the ensemble that we featured a while ago, the Monkey Power Trio. One message here says from JP, actually. It says, Honestly, John, that is pants. Please, can you play some of the cool stuff in your library? And one here from Rick, it says, I think the Monkey Power Trio should be employed to write a new national anthem. Could see an MPT cult developing very shortly. Bizarre, but genius. And that's from Rick. And I'm sure the debate will rage throughout the programme. What have we for you now? Nothing less than turbulence.
I'm out there.
Be coming now, and that was Work Out. And further text messages on the subject of the Monkey Power Trio and You've Got to Have Hope. One here says, Lewis says, Monkey Power Trio rule, all hail the gods of fun noise. And then here's one from Pete that says, John, that monkey thingy song was absolutely atrocious. I do really wish that I hadn't enjoyed it. Well, there you go, that's one to think about, I think, in the long watches of the night. And here's one, I like it when you get a text message. And here's one from Robin Chris in Manchester saying, what's your influence, what influences your choice in music? And, you know, I've never really known the answer to that, except that what I'm looking for, I suppose, is something that will affect, well, me and, of course, you as well, in the way that I was affected when I first heard Elvis Presley coming out of the radio in whatever year it was, 1954, 55, something like that. And he was on a request program, and it was nothing was ever the same again. In the space of like a minute and 45 seconds, however long the record was, my whole life changed, and in a sense, that's what I'm after for you as well, and myself again, too. And here's one from Ian saying, can you play... the best of luck to you. There you go. Here's one from Ian Clifford saying, just to add to the Monkey Power Trio debate, I love the song, and I've just checked out their site. The song you played is what music should be about. People getting together, making a noise, and having fun, regardless of technical ability or the ability to read. And, well, I kind of agree with that. I mean, I've got nothing wrong. You know, I've got no complaint with technical expertise, but by and large, it's sometimes a diversion rather than what it should be about. And, here's one from, it says, thanks for playing out.